Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This Rise Guys podcast is fueled by the best beer on the planet. Rise Guys P1 Pilsner. Brewed locally by Thomas Creek Brewery and created especially for the P1s.
Yeah.
Ask for it by name. Rise Guys P1 Pilsner. Find a location near you at 933theplanetrocks.com. Drink responsibly. Now cheers. The Radio.com app is the official home of the Rise Guys morning show on your phone. Download it today and make 93.3 The Planet a favorite. Powered by Quaker Steak & Lube. You're locked into
the Rise Guys morning show.
93.3 The Planet Rocks.
It's Rise Guys headlines with Paige and her big ol' hoo-has.
Time for some good news. We need that, right?
Yes, that's what everybody wants for Christmas, is some good news.
Uh-huh. Well, according to a new study, 76% of companies will give out year-end bonuses to workers this year. Christmas bonus, holiday bonuses, whatever you, however you want to say.
Quas bonus.
Yeah, so.
Hanukkonus.
So that might make you happy. So 48% of these companies, they say they will be giving out bigger bonuses than last year. So that's even better news.
So does it mean that if they gave one last year, a lot of them are going to be bigger. But if they didn't give one at all?
Maybe you'll get one and that'll be better than last year.
Well, guess what? If I get a bonus this year, I'm putting in a pool.
Well.
No, that would be a pleasant surprise. I'll just say that. It'd be a pleasant surprise.
It would. And
4%. I'm not expecting it.
You shouldn't be.
There's some companies that say they're 4% of them, they say that they're going to give their employees less of a bonus. So boo them.
It's funny that when we were owned by mom and pop, we got Christmas bonuses.
Yeah. Yeah, I remember those peppermint pigs.
Dumb mom and pops giving bonuses. Ha ha, you're out of business. It's not funny.
Well, and people are planning on either putting it into savings, using that money for a vacation, or using it for the holidays for shopping or paying off the debt. So you're lucky people if you get a bonus.
Yeah. Yeah. But, you know, again, don't expect anything and then be pleasantly surprised.
That's the way to be.
Or expect the best. Which is it?
Well, expect less, and then when you receive some, you are grateful.
Yeah.
There you go.
Better receive than give. I agree.
All right. So, in some cultures. So, there is another study about Uber Eats just released their prediction about the trendy foods of 2020.
Oh.
I know, but some of it's kind of cool. Like, would you have bone broth? I mean, that might flavor it really good. So I've never cooked with that. I've used other kind of broths, but you can use the bone from like chicken and whatever's left over and make a good soup. So I get that.
I like a nice bone marrow soup.
You do?
Yeah.
Marrow.
That's your thing. It's pho or pho, however you want to pronounce it. Vietnamese soup is popular.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's becoming more popular.
There's one in downtown Greenville.
Mm.
Oh yeah, they're all over the place.
Yeah,
harissa.
Right across the street from me.
I know this is Fobo for the name of the. I'm trying to get you an endorsement, Fat Boy.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah,
appreciate the effort.
Right,
that's all I want to
Fobo
see.
Fobo soup is perfect.
Yeah. By the way, Bon Murray's on the phone right now.
Matt, you are not the father.
All right. So some other trendy things for food: harissa. Chili pepper paste from North Africa.
Yeah, that's good stuff.
Harissa?
Harissa.
Is that like chorizo?
Harissa.
And then farro, which is whole grain.
If your name is Teresa and you go to Berea, do they think your name's Teresa?
Maybe.
They might.
Mm. She has one.
Brussels sprouts, which is so good if you bake it and put some Parmesan cheese on that.
Olive oil and lemon zest.
Love it.
It ain't hard to make them good, man.
Mm-mm.
They're wonderful.
They are delightful.
So here's some really bizarre, trendy thing. All right, squid ink. And you're wondering, what are you doing with squid ink? Well, squid ink is salty. And when you pair it with pasta and put it on pasta, it turns the pasta black, and it's really kind of cool looking.
Never had it.
Squid ink.
I was somewhere where they had squid ink noodles.
Yeah, the noodles is really cool. I mean, they're black. So, and then with whatever kind of thing you put on top of it, it really pops.
You've had them?
I've never had them, but I've seen them.
I wonder if once you go black noodles, do you ever go back to just the plain ones?
Yeah.
Heck no. Give me a bowl of hot nudes.
So the real popular thing this year for 2020, star fruit. It's pretty on the plate. Kind of tastes grapeish.
What is that?
It's just a little fruit that looks like a star. It's really pretty.
So we're basing this the way my mom would take ham and cheese sandwiches, and she had this gimmick that would cut. I guess it was a cookie cutter, and she would make shapes out of them. And I was like, ooh, I like the lightning bolt better than I like the sunshine, so I would eat those. It was the same food. That's what we have to do as adults now. I don't like just regular oranges or tangerines.
You want the crust, baby?
I want one shaped like a pyramid.
Hey, baby.
Hey, mama.
All right, well, move over Hugh Jackman as Wolverine. You know, he said he's been out for a while.
Real quick, though.
Yeah?
That whole thing about going to the grocery store and seeing fruits you've never heard of never changes.
Yeah.
Like, almost every time I go, I see something, and I'm like, are they working us right now? Did somebody misspell that? And you look it up on your phone, and you're like, good God, where'd this come from?
Yeah, I'll see stuff is like that I've heard of it, but I've never actually seen it before. But not when I go to the store in Piedmont. I just see regular stuff there.
Yeah.
Apples and pears and pomegranates, about as risky as they get.
Oh, but they're so good.
I forget what it is. If Caitlin's listening, text me. We were in Tabby Island, and there was this restaurant that served this dish with these nuts. I'm not making a joke. And they showed what the shell of the nut was like as big as a big baked potato.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
When you crack it open, and you have to, they crack it open, you don't. It's only the size of like a small egg. It's got this, but it's the sweetest tasting nut I've ever had.
Is it like chestnuts, kind of soft on the inside? And
it was like it was like nature introduced butter to cashews and they had sex and made a nut.
Sounds lovely.
Nuts kind of got that quality to them. You know, they're kind of oily as it is.
Yeah. I wish I could remember what it was called, but it was something else. I probably wouldn't know how to pronounce it if I could Google it right.
All right.
But it was good.
Is jackfruit like on the rise, or is that going away? Is it already peaked?
It's not a hot item. It's not in the top 10 for 2020, but I'm sure if you want it, you can put that all over the place. Some jackfruit.
Yeah, I don't know what that is.
I don't either. I'm playing along. I don't. What is it? Is it something to do with the kangaroo?
No, it's pretty tasty. A lot of people, you get a lot of like barbecue jackfruit, like vegan restaurants and stuff.
Yeah.
I've had it in Nashville before. Well, I've had it at the house, too. I mean, it's pretty tasty. Hell, Stone Cold ate it on his TV show.
Oh, really?
Yeah. What? The one where he's eating vegan food with, I don't know, Becky Lynch or somebody?
I didn't watch that episode, man.
Yeah.
Dale Jr. was my favorite episode.
That was the best one.
All right.
Dale.
Well, move over, Hugh Jackman. The folks want Danny DeVito to play Wolverine in the next film, if they redo it, because Hugh Jackman says, you know, he's over with Wolverine. He's moving on to bigger and better things. So there is a petition in the works to make Danny DeVito the next one. Over 50,000 signatures to play the next Wolverine.
I mean, they cooled off of Betty White, I guess, right? So you got to go to somebody else.
It's going to, like, you know what they're going to do here. It's going to be like Scarlett Johansson.
Mm-hmm. Well,
I mean, like, they're not just going to give it to a young, strapping hunk with long Lash LaRue sideburns. They're going to twist it just to so you don't say, oh, another this time it's an old black lady who is Wolverine. She's a gospel singer by day, crime fighter by night.
I would bet you all the money I'll ever make, they won't do a lady Wolverine for the next one. Maybe eventually, but not the next one.
It says here that C.C. Winans has already signed on.
Not old.
Yeah. I mean, they could retire the character, right? That'd be cool, too.
Yeah, I'd be down with that.
Like, they're going to do a Gambit, and they can't figure out how to do that. And that would have been good.
Wouldn't be hard to do. Mm-mm. C.C.'s only 55, you know.
Okay.
Well. So if you are passionate about that, making a 4'10 Wolverine, then That's your choice. Go to change.org to sign the
petition. Yeah, Wolverine's way shorter than Hugh Jackman.
Yeah, he was short.
He's 5'3".
Yeah.
You know what you should do? The guy who played the wolf in the Twilight movies naturally should be.
Oh, I thought you were talking about White Fang.
No, he's going to be. Dude, holy moly. The wolf could be Wolverine. And then what's more interesting, though, is that the vampire is now going to be Batman. Like in real life.
Oh, yeah.
We said that, right?
Yeah.
What's his name?
Robert Pattinson.
Yeah, Pattinson.
Yeah.
He's going to be Batman.
Uh-huh. Why not?
Jameson Patterson, what was his name? Robert?
James Patterson is a novelist.
Yeah, he writes those books that my mom
Robert
reads.
Pattinson.
By the way, the nut is called the, I don't know, she typed it to P-I-L-I. Pilly or Pily? Pily nut? Pilly
oh.
nut?
Pilly? Sounds
Pilly
good.
Nut. Let's call it Pilly nut for
Pilly
fun.
Pilly nut sounds fun.
Pilly, got to get Ricky nut.
Well,
Pilly.
If you are a big fan of Jar Jar Binks, which you're, that's very polarizing because people either love him or they really hated him. Jar Jar is returning to Star Wars, sort of. Ahmed Best, the guy who played Jar Jar originally, is going to host a competition for Disney Plus called Star Wars Jedi Temple Challenge for kids. So he's going to test the contestants' Jedi principle, strength, bravery, and knowledge. So there you go. More Jar Jar.
That's what's going to happen next. Who owns ABC? Disney owns ABC.
Yeah.
Who owns Wheel of Fortune? ABC. That means that when Pat and Vanna die, it's going to be like Darth Vader and freaking Princess Leia is going to be twisting the numbers around.
That's
the letters.
Awesome.
Don't say it that.
It would be
man.
Better.
Hmm.
Alex Trebek's dying. It's okay. Scrooge McDuck is available.
Yeah.
No, they got to stop it, right? If he passes away, Alex. I don't even want to think about it.
Yeah, I totally agree. I don't want to see
just retire it.
Some British comedian talk show host hosting it.
Mm-hmm.
Or any women either.
Yeah.
I'm kidding.
I know you
totally
are.
Totally kidding.
You have
I'm not
some
kidding.
In your household.
Now, with Wheel,
it's
is
rough.
It, isn't it on other stations besides ABC and other markets, other
is
parts
it?
Of the country? I think it is.
Yeah.
Let's stick with the way I saw it to make the joke work.
Okay.
It was King World, right?
King World?
Yeah.
Worldwide Pants, I think you're thinking of.
Sony Pictures Television owns it, according to Wikipedia.
Well,
which is,
Walmart owns them, I heard.
Let's talk about an 86-year-old singer by the name of Willie Nelson. You know, he's got a pot named, a brand of marijuana named after him. But he's changed his life so since he's had some health problems.
Yeah, I was going to say, he needs to just do bongs or maybe just like some kind of, like, did they make weed salve?
But yeah, he should have, like, topicals and edibles, which they make all that, yeah.
He says since he's been experiencing breathing-related health problems, he no longer smokes anything. And he says these days he has to be careful. And he said he started smoking bark, and then he went to cigarettes.
He's getting rough. He was on Fallon, and he was struggling.
Well, yeah, he's having a hard time.
He smoked his first joint in 1954.
God, nobody even knew what to call it then.
No, I mean, dude's almost 87.
But he says that smoking marijuana did help him in his life because it helped him cut back on drinking.
Well, I mean,
So. And he's 86.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Old Willard.
So he's had a good life.
Cocaine helped Johnny Cash quit drinking.
Did it?
Yeah.
All right.
According to the movie.
Oh, did Willie ever do coke? Was he that hard?
I imagine he did.
Oh, yeah, of course. They all did.
Yeah, I mean, so. You know, this with the dudes who were out there writing songs like White Line Fever, man. Come on.
But they're out in the country. They got country coke, right? It wasn't as good.
But they were more innuendo-ish. We're now like country, outlaw, bluegrass, we'll just call a song methamphetamine or codeine.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm shocked with the meth because the coke, that still has like an edge to it.
Does it?
That still has a reputation of that's an edgy drug. But meth, if you think about meth, you kind of come off as like, you know, broke and destitute.
Yeah, I'm reading an article right now called The Night Waylon Jennings Frantically Flushed Pills and Cocaine, but the DEA arrested him anyway.
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
It's a long song.
Misspent youth doing those kind of things.
We
all have our stories, don't we?
No, I've never done meth, cocaine. Let's end it there.
We have all experimented in our youth doing things that we probably shouldn't have. I mean, I know I have.
You're talking about butt plays. I'm talking about drugs.
No, I'm not.
What'd you do, Paige?
What did I do?
She said she's tripped acid before.
I didn't plan on doing that, but I did. And I've smoked some marijuana. So.
Big spliff?
Mm-hmm. It was a thing back in the day in high school.
Yeah.
To run off during lunch hour. And
oh, shucks, we're out of time.
Put your mouth on a big spliff.
Time asked me in nine.
Here you go. Here's some Willie's autobiography.
You guys.
Willie, you wrote a book?
With Bud Schrake, yeah. By Willie Nelson with Bud Schrake.
Bud.
This is a quote from the book. While I'm admitting to the contents of my medicine chest of drugs and alcohol, I'll tell you two things you'll never find me doing. Smoking cigarettes or using cocaine.
Wow.
He said, I have one firm rule with the band and the crew regarding cocaine. If you're wired, you're fired.
Wow. I wonder why he doesn't like it.
You're fired. Wired.
You'd think if you did some coke before concert, you'd be on.
I'd like to hear Sean the Bomb say that same quote.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Wow. You're wild, you're foul.
Yeah. Well, when Merle Haggard got dumped by, he was jilted by a woman he thought loved him. Uh-huh. His response was to buy $2,000 worth of cocaine.
Goodness.
And go to his houseboat to do it all.
How much would that cost?
That's a lot. It's probably end up in the emergency
this
room.
This is a Merle quote. For about 5 months there, man, I had quite a party.
God, he's talking about Dottie West.
Oh, remember her? Gun toter?
No, Dottie. You don't know Dottie West?
Yeah, she was the gunslinger.
No.
Wrestler?
I don't know any stories about her, but I imagine.
She was, you ever heard the expression red on the head?
Oh,
it started
boy.
With Dottie West.
Yeah.
Temper down.
Yeah.
All right, so this you can relate to, Matt Mann, because dealing with your mother all your life, and I know dealing with my mother all
dealing?
My life.
We never sold drugs together.
No, not that sort of thing. But people were asked on an online poll, they were asked different things that they count as stealing. So this is pretty interesting on what you think that stealing actually is. Because I know my mother used to do this. If you take extra sugar packets from a coffee shop and use them at home, 83% of these people think it's totally fine and they don't count that as stealing. But it is technically stealing.
So let's not say technical. What do you agree, Paige? What do you say? Is that stealing or nah? It's a new game I just made up.
Well,
stealing or nah?
Yes, it is. Because you think if everybody takes more, then there wouldn't be anything left for people to use the next person that came in. So, yeah, it is stealing.
Let me pass on a Matt hack to you. I talked to someone who owns a very, very popular restaurant.
Yeah.
And I said... I was cleaning off my table. They're like, oh, you don't have to do that here. I was like, oh, that's a welcome change. And I said, well, I'm going to put these napkins over here to the side. We didn't use them all. And they're like, might as well just throw them away. We always do. So don't bother pushing them to the side because whoever cleans off that table is just going to throw them away.
Okay, good to know.
Yeah, so waste more.
Right. Hold to the side a little.
You know, taking crap from a restaurant to use at your house it kind of verges on dishonesty.
Now, look. I know what he's talking about.
Like knives.
I said, I'll give you two of the 12 knives if you don't say anything. He's like, throw in a blooming onion, you got a deal.
And I wanted some of those beer glasses that look like little footballs with laces on them.
And the little
that
soft
came
cups.
With, you got to take those home. That was such an argument with Jimmy and I. There was a certain drink that if you ordered it, it came in a football-shaped Pilsner glass, we'll call it. Now, what he's making exceptions to is every time I would order a new one and I was just putting the glasses in my pockets. You're supposed to just order a refill.
Gotcha.
You should have heard me jingling and jangling. I about fell off the freaking steps and shattered glass.
Yeah.
I bet.
And my hip.
Also, online purchases that get lost in the mail that arrives weeks later and you've already got your refund. Do you keep it or do you... send it back.
Keep it. It's done at that point. Yeah,
you're wasting manpower.
54% of these people say, yeah, it is stealing.
It's already been written off. It's fine.
I'll tell you another Matt hack real quick. If you order something from Amazon, this is going to sound awful, but it's true. If you order something from Amazon that is fulfilled by them and it's less than, let's say, $35 and you get it and you don't like it and you say, hey, I want to refund this, they're going to be like, you can just keep it.
Damn.
Because what it costs them to ship it back and then do something with it, Don't take advantage of that.
Well,
rule,
yeah,
though.
You can't do that like once a week. Everybody just will think
a day.
We said goodbye to that just now, Matt.
That's why I said it. I want to save the economy.
They always told me to send it back. I pop in the locker.
No
down
one
the
listens
road.
To this show anyway. elbow.
Nudge. If you skin an onion instead of an avocado at the checkout, you save 50 cents. 73% say that is stealing.
That is stealing. You scanned it. You knew what you had, and you rung it up as something else at the self-checkout.
It's called popping tags.
That is popping tags. Exactly. Yes. That's popping produce tags.
Yes, it is. Shame on you people.
Yeah. Now, if you're at a big box store and you're trying to buy one of their cool graphic tees that you like, and it's one of the ones that doesn't have a sticker on it, and you take one of the sticker strips off something else, and it might be a $5 one, but the one you want $7.50. Well, you had to get a price you could pay for it at self-checkout because they only got one register open and 18,000 people in line. So that's fine.
Convince yourself.
Yeah, well, it didn't have a price on it. I wanted to buy it.
Back in the Kmart days, I would go and turn on the blue light special thing to cause a distraction. I would run out the door with everything.
All right, then. Rise Guys Headline Style by Rocker Bell Chic Boutique on Paige, and those are your Rise Guys headlines.
All right, thank you, Paige. More Rise Guys on the way, plus Nine's TSL question of the day. It is good.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show with Matt Mann.
Hello, Golden Doodle.
Nine.
Sorry, guys.
Paige.
On the Seated Bun.
And Fat Boy.
Tremendous volume. Fat idiot.
93.3 The Planet. Rise.
And now, a Rise Guys re-premiere.
Jillian or Jillian? I forget.
Jillian.
All right. We're going to call your brother here in a minute. Number provided by you. Legally, I have to ask you, are you sure that you want to do this?
Yes, I am.
Nobody's making you do this. You're not doing this in hopes of winning the Trans-Siberian Orchestra tickets or Monster Jam or any of those.
No.
You're doing this?
No, if you have some, I'd love them.
I can't offer them to you. I just said that.
That's true.
All right. We're going to dial the number. When he answers, you know how it works. You will do all the talking, and then once the cat's out of the bag or whatever, then we'll come on and let him know he's on the radio also.
Okay.
All right, here we go. We're calling Jillian's brother, Jonathan, to tell Jonathan that despite your devout Mormon ways, we will serve alcohol at Christmas. Mom and Dad said so. All right. I'm shushing myself.
Good morning. This is Jonathan.
Hey, Jilly. I'm sorry. Hey, Jonathan. It's your favorite sister. I'm getting my name mixed up with yours.
Jules, you sound older and maybe heavier too.
I don't know what names I'm going to call you. What I'm allowed to call you, but the ones I'm thinking are pretty foul.
Yeah. Well, you can call me a jerk or a fool or a dummy or anything like that.
Well, I'm not going to bother. I am calling because I have some Christmas plans I'm supposed to share with everybody, and you are on the top of the list.
Same as every year? Don't wear tight pants so I can do my part to help you all that food?
Well, yeah, but this one you don't already know.
Well, now I'm curious. What's going on? You still doing presents? Because I'll stay home if I'm not getting another Hess truck for my collection.
No, Mom and Dad and Mark and Jules and me, we've been talking about having beer and wine at Christmas again this year.
I see.
And you know, Dad has been dying to spike some eggnog, even though nobody will drink it with him. So, we thought it might be cool this year if we, you know, after we didn't do it after the last few years.
So this is what you guys talked about at Thanksgiving since I was in Missouri with Liz and her family?
Well, it came up at Thanksgiving, but we've been talking about it for a couple weeks, and I'm not, you know, we're not conspiracizing against you or anything. It isn't like that. We would have told you at Thanksgiving, but you didn't make it. And that's totally cool. I'm telling you now.
I understand. I promise. I do. You know, I hope you understand that we won't be there if there's booze.
Well, I don't think I get it. Like, I mean, like, you don't drink coffee or caffeine, but you don't care if we do. So why is beer over the line?
I've explained this before. I don't drink caffeine as a personal choice. It's okay under the church, right? Alcohol is not, so I don't go where it's being served.
But, like, there's no compromise here if we have beer and wine and you don't join in?
No, I won't compromise what I believe, and I'm sort of offended my family's asking me to do that.
But we aren't asking you to do that. We're just trying to make it fair and make everybody happy. That's it.
Yeah, well, you guys can all be drunk and happy. I won't be mad about it, but I won't be there with you, so please don't be upset about it, because I'm not.
John, honestly, we want you and Liz to be there. We just don't want to bend over it, like, you know, cater to your lifestyle.
This isn't our lifestyle, Jill. It's our life itself. And I heard that my family can't understand that or respect that.
Okay, I'm sorry. That was a bad choice. But one more surprise, though. Rise, guys, maybe help. Meditate, please.
I'll mediate. How about that?
Yeah, mediate would work too. Yeah,
good morning, Jonathan. Jonathan?
Good morning.
Hey, we're on the radio right now, 93.3 The Planet down here in Greenville, South Carolina.
Yeah.
We're live on the radio. This isn't a game or any kind of, hey, let's get my brother to say this magic word. We're really okay on the radio right now, and Jill, as we'll now call her, instead of Jillian, since I was troubled with that for so long.
Jillian.
She wanted to be honest with you and tell you that the family kind of decided that. And your mom and dad kind of nominated her to do this.
Yeah, they did.
Okay. All right. Well, good morning,
good
everybody.
Morning. Good morning, sir.
Do you all know much about the LDS?
No, I mean,
I don't. I know what I know from Dale Murphy, great Atlanta Brave player,
and South Park episodes.
And well, that's probably not the best.
Okay, so this conversation's over now. Y'all have a great day, Jillian. No hard feelings, please.
Why? Why is the conversation over? Because we're not familiar.
What?
South
Park.
What?
Well,
I didn't
have
anything at South Park. That didn't help.
You want? I mean, it's an honest answer to a question.
I told you ahead of time I was not familiar with anything. He really hung up?
Yeah, he's gone.
Okay, can we?
Yeah, like that.
I mean, at that point, I thought he was going to try to like witness to us or whatever.
I know.
Like, what do you guys know about this?
I can know a little.
But like, I mean, we can.
I guess he thought I was making fun when I said that, but I wasn't. It was just honest answer to the questions, all.
What South Park has just done the twist on all that stuff. But.
Well, they did the song with Dum 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 Dum. I mean,
oh, they had a whole Broadway musical.
Yeah, Book of Mormon. Yeah,
yeah,
yeah. They did a whole Broadway
Thanks
musical
for,
about it. Yeah,
yeah. Okay.
Thanks for nothing.
What? Yeah, nine.
What? That's just. I mean, he asked a question. I gave him an answer. Something I don't want to know. And I wasn't. He thought I was making fun, and I wasn't. That's all.
You're the one that brought up General Naked.
You're all butt blank and naked, yeah.
Oh, she hung up too.
I've seen the musical twice.
Jeez Louise, are you serious? I mean, serious?
She's gone. You be holding the phone up and show you?
No, I mean, God.
I'm just being testy. She said thanks for nothing. You hear that?
I'm kind of lost as to what just happened. I can understand why he was mad, but why'd she get mad?
I guess because we didn't help with her problem.
Okay, good Lord of Mosey. First of all, I hate that he hung up because I wanted to ask him why he still calls it booze. I don't hear anybody call it booze anymore.
No.
Is that what they teach at his booze? Booze means what Jeff Lewis Neal gets when he goes to the ring. Booze.
Booze.
Not alcohol and wine and liquor and beer.
Yeah.
And first, and no caffeine? How are you supposed to survive as human
See,
being?
I thought they could have caffeine, though.
Uh-uh.
With ean on the end of it.
Pretty sure they can have caffeine.
Codeine? Caffeine?
Pretty sure they can have caffeine.
None of the good eans. Gangsta lean? Not available in the Mormon church.
No.
You know what? She owes us a
it was weird.
Blanket explanation for just getting all hoity-toity. Like, she said, oh, he's this and that, all goody-goody. And then she's like, oh, thanks a lot. Thanks for nothing.
That's messed up. Why is she going to do us dirty? I'll call her back. I'll call the mom, too. You want me to?
I'll have their number.
I'll do an in-depth investigation.
Oh, man.
Till 10:30.
Kind of agree with that. That's kind of the worst thing you should say in a situation when dealing with one's faith. What? Good gracious.
Yeah, I don't.
Thank God she wasn't from China. She would have really been offended by the South Park talk.
I know. Time we got the Winnie the Pooh.
Yep. Paige, what do you make of all that?
I think sacrifices need to be made on both parts. I don't think there's going to, you know what I mean? Someone doesn't need to drink or someone needs to allow, they have to compromise.
Yeah, I mean, if they're spread out a little bit, even can you not drink for one day?
Yeah.
Let the dude come in. He kind of had a point to where that's how he lives now, and they don't want
to. Yeah, he does to that end. I mean, if it's not something he wants to be around, then he don't have to be around it.
I mean, can you not be an alcoholic for one day of the year?
It doesn't mean that you're an alcoholic. It just means it's called libations. First of all. What if it was caffeine that he was really being all sticky icky about? Yeah, that's a bad word if it's choice of word. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Like, what if he says, well, guess what? You can only have water and uncaffeinated, what is it called? Uncaffeinated?
Decaf.
That's it. What if he said only decaf coffee and that special Coca-Cola with no caffeine in it?
I'm trying to switch anyway, so that's cool.
Good Lord.
I mean, it depends on how bad you want to see the guy, I guess.
What if I start telling everybody, I'm diabetic. You better not have any sweets here. Wink, wink, nudge, nudge. Like, that's the thing. If you want to have a compromise, there's got to be a compromise on both sides, all sides.
So I don't think anybody wants to compromise in that one.
The Radio.com app is the official home of the Rise Guys Morning Show on your phone. Download it today and make 93.3 The Planet a favorite.
Powered by Quaker Steak and Lube.
You're locked into
the Rise Guys Morning Show.
93.3 The Planet rocks.
I'm a friend, am I not, Jim?
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah, you are.
Are Paige and Fat Boy friends? Did they help you into the restroom and open the stall door for you and help pour the blue water down the toilet?
Not even a little bit.
What about when it spilled on the seat and someone grabbed a handful of toilet paper and cleaned it up before it would stain it? Was that me?
Were
you
the sweetie?
It was not them. It was Matt, man.
Well, you win
today. No, freaking me. Remember that 9 when I lose probably this week.
Yep.
Thanks to everybody who called, Facebook, Instagram, Snapchatted, tweeted, the whole 9 yards, especially those that watch this live. We appreciate that. Tomorrow is Thursday, which means an all-new Facebook fussin'. I think you'll have many of them left for the end of the year. This will be a good one. Also tomorrow morning, more tickets to see TSO, Trans-Siberian Orchestra, WWE Raw, and much more fun to be had, including this.
And now, 9's TSL question of the day.
Text in 3 of the things that were in that bucket this morning. Make it easy for you today. Name 3 items that were in the bucket this morning.
3 things that was on 9's bucket list.
Yeah.
Oh.
Text those items to the CarolinaVaporMill.com text line 72341. That's 72341. 93rd correct answer. Going to be a big old winner.
Get today's podcast. Go to theriseguys.com, iTunes, Google Play, or text podcast to 72341. And The Rise Guys on YouTube. You'll see the full video of today's shenanigans as well. Paige will rock you at work next. Fat Boy.
Going touchdown.
5 a.m. Rise Guys Rewind. We'll go live at 6. Thank you so much for listening. Tell a friend. Tell your friendly neighbors. It is good. God bless.
Don't touch that dial. I just want to fondle it a little.
Ow! The man said not to touch it.
Can I just hover my finger there just a little while?
Ooh, can you hear what the man said?
A 93-minute rock block is coming up next on 93.3 The Planet
Rock. Bye, baby, bye.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.